Very natural. I myself, in your situation, if I had an appointment with a Godot, anyhow, you see who I mean, I'd wait till it was black night before I gave up. I'd like very much to sit down, but I don't quite know how to go about it.
Could I be of any help?
If you ask me, perhaps.
What?
If you ask me to sit down.
Would that be a help?
I fancy so.
Here we go. Be seated, sir. I beg of you.
No, I wouldn't think of it. Ask me again.
Come. Take a seat, I beseech you. You'll get pneumonia.
You really think so?
Why, it's absolutely certain.
No doubt you are right. Done it again. Thank you, dear fellow. But I must really be getting along if I am to observe my schedule.
Time has stopped.
Don't you believe it, sir. Don't you believe it. Whatever you like, but not that.
Everything seems black to him today.
Except the firmament. But I see what it is. You are not from these parts. You don't know what our twilights can do. Shall I tell you? I can't refuse you. A little attention, if you please. What's the matter with this whip? Worn out, this whip. What was I saying?
Let's go.
But, take the weight off your feet, I implore you. You'll catch your death.
True. What is your name?
Adam.
Ah, yes, the knight. But be a little more attentive, for pity's sake, otherwise we'll never get anywhere. Look. Will you look at the sky pig?
Huh?
Good, that's enough. What is there so extraordinary about it? Qua sky. It is pale and luminous, like any sky at this hour of the day, in these latitudes, when the weather is fine. An hour ago, roughly, after having poured forth ever since, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, tirelessly torrents of red and white light, it begins to lose its effulgence, to grow pale. Pale, ever a little paler, until, poof, finished, it comes to rest. But behind this veil of gentleness and peace, night is charging and will burst upon us. Pop! Like that. Just when we least expect it. That's how it is on this bitch of an earth.
So long as one knows.
One can bide one's time.
One knows what to expect.
No further need to worry.
Simply wait.
We're used to it.
How did you find me? Good? Fair? Middling? Poor? Positively bad?
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
And you, sir?
Oh, Trebong. Trebong.
Bless you, gentlemen. Bless you. I have such need of encouragement. I weakened a little towards the end. You didn't notice.
Oh, perhaps just a teeny-weeny little bit.
I thought it was intentional.
You see, my memory is defective.
In the meantime, nothing happens.
You find it tedious?
Somewhat.
And you, sir?
I've been better entertained.
Gentlemen, you have been civil to me.
Not at all.
What an idea.
Yes, you have been correct. So that I ask myself, Is there anything I can do in my turn for these honest fellows who are having such a dull, dull time?
Even 10 francs would be welcome.
We are not beggars.
Is there anything I can do? That's what I ask myself, to cheer them up. I have given them bones, and I have talked to them about this and that. I have explained the twilight, admittedly, but is it enough? That's what tortures me. Is it enough?
Even 5.
That's enough.
I couldn't accept less.
Is it enough? No doubt. But I am liberal. It's my nature this evening. So much the worse for me, for I shall suffer, no doubt, about that. What do you prefer? Shall we have him dance, or sing, or recite, or think,
who?
Or... Who? You know how to think, you two?
He thinks.
Certainly. Aloud. He even used to think very prettily once. I could listen to him for hours. Now, so much the worse for me. Well, would you like him to think something for us?
I'd rather he dance. It'd be more fun.
Not necessarily.
Oh, wouldn't it really be more fun?
I'd like well to hear him think.
Well, perhaps he could dance first and think afterwards, if it isn't too much to ask him.
Would that be possible?
By all means, nothing simpler. It's a natural order.
Then let him dance.
Do you hear, Hogg?
He never refuses.
He refused once. Dance, misery!
Lucky puts down his burdens, turns to Pozzo, and dances. Then he stops.
Is that all?
Encore!
Lucky executes the same movements, then stops.
I do as well myself.
He imitates Lucky.
With a little practice.
He used to dance the farandole, the fling, the brawl, the jig, the fandango, and even the hornpipe. He capered for joy. Now that's the best he can do. Do you know what he calls it?
The scapegoat's agony.
The hard stool.
The net. He thinks he's entangled in a net.
There's something about it.
Lucky tries to return to his burdens.
Whoa!
Tell us about the time he refused.
With pleasure, with pleasure. Wait. What have I done with my spray? Well, now, isn't that... I can't find my pulverizer.
My left lung is very weak.
But my right lung is as sound as a bell.
No matter. What was I saying? Well, now, isn't that... Help me...
Wait.
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 All three take off their hats simultaneously, press their hands to their foreheads, concentrate.
Ah!
He has it!
Well,
why doesn't he put down his bags?
Rubbish!
Are you sure?
Damn it, haven't you already told us?
I've already told you.
He's already told us.
Anyway, he has put them down.
So he has. And what of it?
Since he has put down his bags, it is impossible we should have asked why he does not do so.
Stoutly reasoned.
And why has he put them down?
Answer us that.
In order to dance.
True.
True.
They put on their hats.
Nothing happens. Nobody comes, nobody goes. It's awful.
Tell him to think.
Give him his hat.
His hat?
He can't think without his hat.
Give him his hat.
Me? After what he did to me? Never.
I'll give it to him.
Tell him to go and fetch it.
It's better to give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
Vladimir picks up the hat and tenders it at arm's length to Lucky. Lucky does not move.
You must put it on his head.
Tell him to take it.
It's better to put it on his head.
I'll put it on his head.
He goes round behind Lucky, approaches him cautiously, puts the hat on his head, and recoils smartly. Lucky does not move.
What's he waiting for?
Stand back. Think, pig. Stop. Forward. Stop. Think.
On the other hand, with regard to...
Stop. Back. Stop. Turn. Think.
Given the existence as uttered forth in the public works of Puncher and Watman of a personal god, Quacacacqua, with white beard, Quacacacqua, outside time without extension, who from the heights of divine apathia, divine athambia, divine aphasia loves us dearly, with some exceptions for reasons unknown, but time will tell, and suffers like the divine Miranda with those who, for reasons unknown, but time will tell, are plunged in torment, plunged in fire, whose fire flames, if that continues, and who can doubt it will, fire the firmament, that is to say, blast hell to heaven so blue still, and calm, so calm with a calm which, even though intermittent, is better than nothing, but not so fast, and considering what is more, that as a result of the labours left unfinished, crowned by the Akakak Academy of Anthropopometry, of S.E. and Posse, of Testu and Cunard, it is established beyond all doubt, all other doubt than that which clings to the labours of men, that as a result of the labours unfinished of Testu and Cunard, it is established as in hereafter, but not so fast for reasons unknown, that, as a result of the public works of Puncher and Watman, it is established beyond all doubt that in view of the labours of Fartoff and Belcher left unfinished for reasons unknown, of Testu and Cunard left unfinished, it is established what many deny, that man, in Posse of Testu and Cunard, that man, in Essie, that man, in short, that man, in brief, in spite of the strides of alimentation and defecation, is seen to waste and pine. Waste and pine, and concurrently, simultaneously. What is more, for reasons unknown, in spite of the strides of physical culture, the practice of sports such as tennis, football, running, cycling, swimming, flying, floating, riding, gliding, canating, camogie, skating, tennis of all kinds, dying, flying sports of all sorts... Autumn, summer, winter, winter tennis of all kinds, hockey of all sorts, penicillin, and succedanea. In a word, I resume, and concurrently, simultaneously, for reasons unknown, to shrink and dwindle in spite of the tennis. I resume, flying, gliding, golf, over 9 and 18 holes, tennis of all sorts. In a word, for reasons unknown, in Feckham, Peckham, Fulham, Clapham, namely, concurrently, simultaneously, what is more, for reasons unknown, but time will tell, to shrink and dwindle, I resume, Fulham, Clapham, in a word, the dead loss per caput since the death of Bishop Barclay, being to the tune of 1 inch 4 ounce per caput approximately, by and large, more or less, to the nearest decimal good measure round figures, stark naked on the stocking feet in Connemara, in a word... For reasons unknown, no matter what matter, the facts are there. And considering what is more, much more grave, that in the light of the labours lost of Steinweg and Petermann, it appears what is more, much more grave, that in the light of the labours lost of Steinweg and Petermann, that in the plains, in the mountains, by the seas, by the rivers, running water, running fire, the air is the same, and then the earth, namely the air, and then the earth, and the great cold, the great dark, the air and the earth, abode of stones in the great cold, alas, alas, in the year of their Lord 600 and something. The air, the earth, the sea, the earth, abode of stones in the great deep, the great cold on sea, on land, and in the air, I resume, for reasons unknown, in spite of the tennis, the facts are there, but time will tell, I resume, alas, alas, on, in short, in fine, on, abode of stones, who can doubt it, I resume, but not so fast, I resume, the skull to shrink and waste, and concurrently, simultaneously, what is more, for reasons unknown, in spite of the tennis, on the beard, the flames, the tears, the stones, so blue, so calm, alas, alas. On, the skull, and Connemara, in spite of the tennis, the labours abandoned, left unfinished, graver still, abode of stones. In a word, I resume, alas, alas, abandoned, unfinished, the skull, and Connemara, in spite of the tennis, the skull, alas, the stones. Cunard, the stones, so calm, Cunard, unfinished.
His hat!
All three fall on Lucky. Vladimir seizes his hat. Lucky is silenced. He falls.
Avenged.
Vladimir examines Lucky's hat, peers inside it.
Give me that.
He snatches the hat from Vladimir, throws it on the ground, tramples on it.
There's an end to his thinking.
But will he be able to walk?
Walk or crawl? Up, pig!
Perhaps he's dead.
You'll kill him.
Up, scum! Help me.
How?
Raise him up.
Vladimir and Estragon hoist Lucky to his feet, support him an instant, then let him go. He falls.
He's doing it on purpose.
You must hold him. Come on, come on. Raise him up.
To hell with him.
Come on, once more.
What does he take us for?
They raise Lucky, hold him up.
Don't let him go. Don't move. Hold him tight.
He fetches the bag and basket and brings them towards Lucky. He puts the bag in Lucky's hand. Lucky drops it immediately.
Don't let him go.
He puts back the bag in Lucky's hand. Gradually, at the feel of the bag, Lucky recovers his senses and his fingers close round the handle. He does the same with the basket.
Hold him tight. Now you can let him go.
Vladimir and Estragon move away from Lucky, who totters, reels, sags, but succeeds in remaining on his feet, bag and basket in his hands. Potso steps back and cracks his whip.
Forward. Back. Turn. Done it. He can walk. Thank you, gentlemen, and let me... let me wish you... What have I done with my watch? A genuine half-hunter, gentlemen, with deadbeat escapement. Was my grandpa gave it to me. Well, now, isn't that just...
Perhaps it's in your fob.
Wait.
Potso doubles up in an attempt to apply his ear to his stomach. Listens.
I hear nothing. You listen.
Vladimir and Estragon bend over his stomach.
Surely one should hear the tick-tick.
Silence.
I hear something.
Where?
It's the heart.
Damnation.
Silence.
Perhaps it stopped.
Which of you smells so bad?
He has stinking breath, and I have stinking feet.
I must go.
And you're half hunter?
I must have left it at the manor.
Then adieu.
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 And thank you.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
I don't seem to be able to depart.
Such is life.
You're going the wrong way.
I need a running start.
Potso turns, moves away from Lucky, paying out the rope as he goes. Having come to the end of the rope, Potso stops and turns.
Stand back! On! On!
On!
On! Faster! On! On!
The rope tautens. Lucky falls.
Pull.
Vladimir fetches the stool and gives it to Potso, who throws it to Lucky, who gets up and takes it.
Adieu!
Adieu! Adieu!
Up, pig! On! Faster! On! Adieu! Pig! Yip! Adieu!
That passed the time.
It would have passed in any case.
Yes, but not so rapidly.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh.
How they've changed.
Who?
Those two.
That's the idea. Let's make a little conversation.
Haven't they?
What?
Changed.
Very likely they all change, only we can't.
Likely, it's certain. Didn't you see them?
Well, I suppose I did, but I don't know them.
Yes, you do know
them. No, I don't know them.
We know them, I tell you. You forget everything. Unless they're not the same.
Why didn't they recognize us then?
That means nothing. I, too, pretended not to recognize them, and then nobody ever recognizes us.
Oh, forget it. What we need are... Ow! Ow!
Unless they're not the same.
Dee Dee! It's the other foot.
Unless they're not the same.
Mister!
Off we go again.
Approach, my child.
Mr. Albert?
Yes?
What do you want?
Approach.
Approach when you're told, can't you?
What is it?
Mr. Godot.
Obviously. Approach.
Will you approach? What kept you so late?
You have a message from Mr. Godot.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
What kept you so late?
Let him alone.
You let me alone. Do you know what time it is?
It's not my fault, sir.
And whose is it? Mine?
I was afraid, sir.
Afraid of what? Of us? Answer me.
I know what it is. He was afraid of the others.
How long have you been here?
A good while, sir.
You were afraid of the whip?
Yes, sir.
The roars?
Yes, sir.
The two big men?
Yes, sir.
Do you know them?
No, sir.
Are you a native of these parts? Do you belong to these parts?
Yes, sir.
That's all a pack of lies. Tell us the truth!
But it is the truth, sir!
Will you let him alone? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
I'm unhappy.
Not really. Since when?
I've forgotten.
Extraordinary, the tricks that memory plays.
Estragon tries to speak. Renounces. Limps away. Sits down and begins to take off his boots.
Well?
Mr. Godot.
I've seen you before, haven't I?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know me?
No, sir.
It wasn't you who came yesterday?
No, sir.
This is your first time?
Yes, sir.
Words, words. Speak.
Mr. Godot told me to tell you he won't come this evening, but surely tomorrow.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
You work for Mr. Godot?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I mind the goat, sir.
Is he good to you?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't beat you?
No, sir, not me.
Whom does he beat?
He beats my brother, sir.
Ah, you have a brother?
Yes, sir.
What does he do?
He minds the sheep, sir.
And why doesn't he beat you?
I don't know, sir.
He must be fond of you.
I don't know, sir.
Does he give you enough to eat? Does he feed you well?
Fairly well, sir.
You're not unhappy. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know if you're unhappy or not?
No, sir.
You're as bad as myself. Where do you sleep?
In the loft, sir.
With your brother?
Yes, sir.
In the hay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you may go.
What am I to say to Mr. Godot, sir?
Tell him you saw us. You did see us, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
The boy steps back, hesitates, turns, and goes running. The light suddenly fails. In a moment it is night. The moon rises and mounts in the sky, stands still, shedding a pale light on the scene.
At last.
Estragon gets up and goes towards Vladimir, a boot in each hand. He puts them down near the tree, straightens, and contemplates the moon.
What are you doing?
Pale for weariness.
Eh?
Of climbing heaven and gazing on the likes of us.
Your boots. What are you doing with your boots?
I'm leaving them there. Another will come, just as me, but with smaller feet, and they'll make him happy.
But you can't go barefoot.
Christ did.
Christ? What's Christ got to do with it? You're not going to compare yourself to Christ.
All my life I've compared myself to him.
But where he lived it was warm, it was dry.
Yes, and they crucified quick.
We've nothing more to do here.
Nor anywhere else.
Go, don't go on like that. Tomorrow everything will be better.
How'd you make that out?
Did you not hear what the child said?
No.
He said that Godot was sure to come tomorrow. Well, what do you say to that?
Then all we have to do is to wait on here.
Are you mad? We must take cover. Come on.
Vladimir takes Estragon by the arm and draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt and look at the tree.
Pity we haven't got a bit of rope.
Come on, it's cold.
Vladimir draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt.
Remind me to bring a bit of rope tomorrow.
Yes, come on.
How long have we been together all the time now?
I don't know. 50 years, perhaps.
Do you remember the day I threw myself into the Rhone?
We were grape harvesting.
You fished me out.
That's all dead and buried.
My clothes dried in the sun.
There's no good harking back on that. Come on.
He draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt.
Wait!
I'm cold.
Wait! I wonder if we wouldn't have been better off alone. Each one for himself. We weren't made for the same road.
It's not certain.
No. Nothing is certain.
Estragon goes to sit down on the mound. Vladimir slowly goes and sits down beside him.
We can still part, if you think it would be better.
It's not worthwhile now.
No. It's not worthwhile now.
Well, should we go?
Yes, let's go.
They do not move. Act 2. The next day, the same place. A country road. A tree. Evening. The tree has 4 or 5 leaves. Estragon's boots are where he left them. And Lucky's hat. Vladimir approaches agitatedly. He halts and looks long at the tree, then at the boots. He picks one up, examines it, sniffs it, manifests disgust, puts it back carefully. He comes and goes, halts and gazes into the distance, shading his eyes with his hand, comes and goes, halts, comes and goes, halts suddenly and begins to sing loudly.
Her dog came in. A dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread. Then cook up with the ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog at home. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog at home and wrote upon the tombstone for the eyes of dogs to come. A dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread, then cook up with the ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb. And dug the dog a tomb.
He remains a moment silent and motionless, then gazes into the distance. Estragon enters slowly, barefoot, head bowed. Vladimir turns and sees him and goes towards him.
You again? Come here till I embrace
you. Don't touch me.
Do you want me to go away? Gogo? Did they beat you? Gogo? Where did you spend the night?
Don't touch me. Don't question me. Don't speak to me. Stay with me.
Did I ever leave you?
You let me go.
Look at me. Will you look at me?
Estragon raises his head. They look long at each other. Then suddenly embrace, clapping each other on the back. End of the embrace. Estragon, no longer supported, almost falls.
What a day.
Who beat you? Tell me.
Another day done with.
Not yet.
For me it's over and done with, no matter what happens. I heard you singing.
That's right, I remember.
That finished me. I said to myself, he's all alone. He thinks I'm gone forever. And he sings.
One isn't master of one's moods. All day I felt in great form. I didn't get up in the night, not once.
You see, you piss better when I'm not there.
I missed you. And at the same time, I was happy. Isn't that a queer thing?
Happy?
Perhaps it's not the right word.
And now?
No. There you are again. There we are again. There I am again.
You see, you feel worse when I'm with you. I feel better alone, too.
Then why do you always come crawling back?
I don't know.
No, but I do. It's because you don't know how to defend yourself. I wouldn't have let them beat you.
You couldn't have stopped them.
Why not?
There were 10 of them.
No, I mean before they beat you. I would have stopped you from doing whatever it was you were doing.
I wasn't doing anything.
Then why did they beat you?
I don't know.
Ah, no, Gogo. The truth is there are things escape you that don't escape me. You must feel it yourself.
I tell you, I wasn't doing anything.
Perhaps you weren't. But it's the way of doing it that counts. The way of doing it if you want to go on living.
I wasn't doing anything.
You must be happy, too, deep down, if you only knew it.
Happy about what?
To be back with me again.
Would you say so?
Say you are, even if it's not true.
What am I to say?
Say, I am happy.
I am happy.
So am I.
So am I.
We are happy.
We are happy. Well, what do we do now we're happy?
Wait for Godot. Things have changed since yesterday.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll see when the time comes. I was saying that things have changed here since yesterday.
Everything oozes.
Look at the tree.
It's never the same pus from one second to the next.
The tree. Look at the tree.
Well, was it not there yesterday?
Yes, of course it was there. Do you not remember? We nearly hanged ourselves from it, but you wouldn't. Do you not remember?
You dreamt it.
Is it possible that you've forgotten already?
That's the way I am. Either I forget immediately or I never forget.
And Pozzo and Lucky, have you forgotten them too?
Pozzo and Lucky?
He's forgotten everything.
I remember a lunatic who kicked the shins off me and then he played the fool.
That was Lucky.
I remember that. But when was it?
And his keeper, do you not remember him?
He gave me a bone?
That was Pozzo.
And all that was yesterday,
yes,
you say?
Yes, of course it was yesterday.
And here, where we are now?
Where else do you think? Do you not recognise the place?
Recognise? What is there to recognise? All my lousy life I've crawled about in the mud, and you
talk to me about scenery. Look at this muck heap. I've never stirred from it.
Calm yourself, calm yourself.
You and your landscapes. Tell me about the worms.
All the same, you can't tell me that this bears any resemblance to... to the Macon country, for example. You can't deny there's a big difference.
The Macon country? Who's talking to you about the Macon country?
But you were there yourself in the Macon country.
No, I was never in the Macon country. I've puked my puke of a life away here, I tell you. Here, in the Macon country.
But we were there together. I can swear to it. Picking grapes for a man called... can't think of the name of the man. At a place called... can't think of the name of the place. Do you not remember?
It's possible. I didn't notice anything.
But down there, everything is red.
I didn't notice anything, I tell you.
You're a hard man to get on with, Gogo.
It'd be better if we parted.
You always say that, and you always come crawling back.
The best thing will be to kill me. Like the other.
What other? What other?
Like billions of others.
To every man his little cross. Till he dies. And is forgotten.
In the meantime, let's try and converse calmly, since we're incapable of keeping silent.
You're right. We're inexhaustible.
So we won't think.
We have that excuse.
So we won't hear.
We have our reasons.
All the dead voices.
They make a noise like wings.
Like leaves.
Like sand.
Like leaves.
They all speak together.
Each one to itself.
Rather, they whisper.
They rustle.
They murmur.
They rustle.
What do they say?
They talk about their lives.
To have lived is not enough for them.
They have to talk about it.
To be dead is not enough for them.
It is not sufficient.
They make a noise like feathers.
Like leaves.
Like ashes.
Like leaves.
Say something.
I'm trying.
Say anything at all.
What do we do now?
Wait for Godot. Oh. This is awful.
Sing something.
No, no. We could start all over again, perhaps.
That should be easy.
It's the start that's difficult.
Well, you could start from anything.
Yes, but you have to decide.
True.
Help me.
I'm trying.
When you seek, you hear.
You do.
That prevents you from finding.
It does.
That prevents you from thinking.
You think all the same.
No, no, impossible.
That's the idea. Let's contradict each other.
Impossible.
You think so?
We're in no danger of ever thinking any more.
Then what are we complaining about?
Thinking is not the worst.
Perhaps not, but at least there's that.
That what?
That's the idea. Let's ask each other questions.
What do you mean, at least there's that?
That much less misery.
True.
Well, if we gave thanks for our mercies...
What is terrible is to have thought.
But did that ever happen to us?
Where are all these corpses from?
These skeletons.
Tell me that.
True.
We must have thought a little.
At the very beginning.
A charnel house. A charnel house.
You don't have to look.
You can't help looking.
True.
Try as one may.
I beg your pardon?
Try as one may.
We should turn resolutely towards nature.
We've tried that.
True.
Oh, it's not the worst, I know.
What?
To have thought.
Obviously.
But we could have done without it.
Que voulez-vous?
I beg your pardon?
Que voulez-vous?
Ah, que voulez-vous. Exactly.
Mm. That wasn't such a bad little canter.
Yes, but now we'll have to find something else.
Let me see.
Let me see. Ah!
Well?
What was I saying? We could go on from there.
What were you saying when?
At the very beginning.
The beginning of what?
This evening. I was saying...
I'm not a historian.
Wait. We embraced. We were happy. Happy.
What do we do now that we're happy? Go on waiting. Waiting. Let me think. It's coming. Go on waiting. Now that we're happy. Let me see. Ah! The tree!
The tree?
Do you not remember?
I'm tired.
Look at it.
I see nothing.
But yesterday evening it was all black and bare, and now it's covered with leaves.
Leaves?
In a single night.
Must be the spring.
But in a single night.
I tell you, we weren't here yesterday, another of your nightmares.
And where were we yesterday evening, according to you?
How do I know? In another compartment, there's no lack of void.
Good. We weren't here yesterday evening. Now, what did we do yesterday evening?
Do?
Try and remember.
Do? I suppose we blathered.
About what?
Oh, is it that, I suppose? Nothing in particular? Yes. Now I remember. Yesterday evening, we spent blathering about nothing.